Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be mainly cloudy, a little bit of sun here and there. High near 59 degrees. Temperature-wise, around southeast Wisconsin, things a little cool this morning. You may want to have a jacket with you when you head out. Kenosha, 35 at this hour, 31 in Burlington. Milwaukee's at 40. It is 37 degrees in Racine. The Racine County Sheriff's Department, joined by agents for the State Division of Community Corrections, did about 125 checks of convicted sex offenders prior to trick-or-treat hours on Sunday. Found two rules violations, one that qualified for placement in the county jail. All the offenders sign what is known as a Halloween contract. It requires them to be inside of their place of residency 1 hour before trick-or-treating starts in their community, during those hours, and for 1 hour afterward. They can also not have any decorations of any kind connected to the holiday. In Milwaukee County, 9 sex offenders violated rules to the point they had to be jailed prior to trick-or-treating hours, starting there earlier in the afternoon. Take note, it's that season when folks start to warm up their vehicles and leave them alone outside, and somebody got caught this morning about 4 o'clock or so in Racine, 1300 block of Buchanan Street. Woman warming up her vehicle, came back outside, and it was gone. But otherwise, they're putting out the warning this morning. Do not be warming up your vehicles and leaving them unattended. Even if you lock them, folks can break windows and steal your cars. It's called a crime of opportunity. City of Racine went to a contract with the Wisconsin Humane Society a couple years ago. Position of community service officer got created. A dual-duty goal of animal control and parking enforcement. Police Chief Art Howell talked to the Common Council about it recently, said those CSOs, they spent a whole lot of time dealing with animal control services. In fact, if they could really have more CSOs, they would do it because they would have doing a lot of that animal control work.
The animal control component of it could actually absorb all of their time because there's just that many issues that take place. And so what we try to do is obviously deal with the priority animal control issues and still, I mean, the objective of putting that in place, and it happened prior to my appointment, but it was a wise decision to put those people in place.
During the police department's 2017 budget review, Deputy Chief Mark Schultz talked about the CSOs on animal control and how more could really be used at some point in the future. Police department's budget and all the other budgets for 2017 going to get a public hearing this Thursday night at 6 o'clock in council chambers. Just a mention of something regarding City Hall. If you happen to go there because there's still early voting taking place there, there are handicap signs in the parking lot right by the building. And that's for, again, the early voting. And that continues from the morning hours up until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. Once the voting is over, however, and those signs are still up there, you can park by those handicap signs for the meetings that take place at night at City Hall. One of the reasons the city of Racine applied for and received grant money from the state and why more is being sought, the lead pipes that go into older homes, there's a movement to replace them in parts of the community. Leland Pan with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families notes that lead poisoning with these pipes is still a very serious health concern for several affected communities, like Madison and a handful of others, but they decided to move quickly on this, and they decided to replace all of theirs.
We have about 176,000 lead service lines in Wisconsin. Over 70,000 of those are in Milwaukee County, but there are also a significant number in Racine, Manitowoc, Kenosha, and Marathon.
Pan believes that based on their latest review on the numbers on lead equal to or exceeding those in Flint, Michigan, it's very appropriate for the state to be getting involved in this. He says looking around the Midwest, Wisconsin shows up with some very high numbers when it comes to lead. Milwaukee County residents with a chance tonight to tell the County Board's Finance Committee what they think about that proposed budget for next year. You know, the one that includes a $60 wheel tax proposal from County Executive Chris Abley. He says the money collected from that special tax would go toward bus service and construction projects. 6 p.m. tonight is the public hearing. It's in the Bradley Pavilion of the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts. Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Russ Feingold going to be returning some campaign donations from a law firm in Boston. $45,000, a donation from the Thornton Law Firm. It's being returned, though, after a Boston Globe article linked political donations, that is, by two top attorneys for the firm with political contributions to Democrats. Feingold says that the campaign donations being returned because he has, in his words, no tolerance for anything remotely inappropriate. Well, the Packers yesterday, it was a tough day in Atlanta. They were injury-riddled to begin with. And they lost to the Falcons 33-32 at the Georgia Dome, despite Aaron Rodgers being 28 of 38 for 246 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 60 yards on the ground. The Packers now 4-3. They've got the Colts coming up at Lambeau Field next Sunday. The Storino Funeral Home on newly reconstructed and resurfaced Northwestern Avenue on the northwest side of Racine, it's making some alterations to its facilities, and it's going to begin with a garage to house equipment for maintaining the property. Plan Commission meeting recently had John Murphy of Architectural Associates explaining this garage could still get built this year, weather permitting, and that would allow then for the larger scale plans, costing in the six-figure range for the main building next year, while also making the complex ADA compliant.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars in improvements and a new drive and a new canopy that they're planning on putting over the south side of the main facility. To accomplish their goals, which are planning on a conditional use permit for 2017 construction, we need to build this garage.
Plan Commission recommended approval of the garage permit and waiving materials requirement given the amount of future landscaping that's going to be going on to that site. Common Council expected to approve it without discussion. Tonight, the Racine Unified School Board has a special meeting. It'll be at 6:30. It's for a vote on the final version of the 2016-17 budget, which got preliminary approval back in July for operational purposes. It carries an $84.5 million levy, mostly for general operations, but also a tax reduction.
There's so many good things for our students in this budget that will help accelerate the progress of our schools and our community. And this budget is bringing the community approximately a 7% decrease in their property taxes.
Superintendent Lolly Hawes, Budget Director Mark Duff will be going over some of those numbers changes to give the board a better understanding of where things stand. Meeting tonight has an agenda that also lists the change to the employee health plan, this in reference to spousal benefits. State Senator Van Wongaard's putting out a call for local high school juniors and seniors to attend a week-long program on how the state legislative process works, though it's only open to 33 and it has a $250 cost.
Participants in mock legislative activities, bill and amendment drafting, policy and fiscal analysis, constituent communications and lobbying are among the activities. There would also be work with other senators, the state Supreme Court, various legislative staff, lobbyists, and UW faculty. Senator Wongaard calls it an excellent opportunity for students and provides an inside look at different careers and educational paths open to students they may not have otherwise known about. Students who want to participate in the Senate Scholar Program have until January 16th to submit their application. They'll be notified about acceptance starting February 3rd. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And anybody still needing a valid photo ID to vote in the upcoming election can get it with a visit to the DMV office in Sturtevant. Most voters already have an ID, like a driver's license or a state ID card, but otherwise you can get one at the DMV by producing two documents, one that proves your identity, the other proving where you live. A paper receipt will be issued. It is acceptable for voting purposes, and the ID card will be mailed. Municipal and county clerks urging the public not to wait until Election Day to try and deal with having that legal identification. WRJN.com, our newscast, well, they're all out in the podcast form on our webpage, WRJN.com. Just look on the local news section. And at WRJN News gives you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.